now is, who we've got now, aroha mai, is Pauroto Ngāropō from the Bay of Plenty. He is here to talk about the launch of a digital app. Tēnā koe e te rangatira, kei te pēhea koe I tēnei ata.
Kia ora, hine ane, kei te pai, kei te tino koa hau koa, ko mau te iwa, ko whiti mai te rā.
Aira, aira, makes you smile. Hey, what's this digital app that was launched yesterday?
Yeah, look, we were in the CBD, down in Auckland here, with Kiwa Digital, and 4:30 yesterday afternoon, Hinani, we launched the Te Waka Tipu o Mātātua, which is over a year project that we've been working on with the Ministry of Education, ourselves, Iramoko Marae Te Tāwera Hapu Ngā Te Awa, Mātātua, and Kiwa. So, yeah, after a year and nearly 11 months, we managed to get it all completed. So, yeah, this digital app is particularly focused on being both in Te Reo Māori and Te Reo Pākehā. It's also focused on 7-year-olds to 11-year-old children. But the app itself, you know, is accessible online. You can actually download it, and it's for free. What's really exciting about it, it's the history of the origins of our waka mātātua, coming from the island of Mauke, crossing over to Rarotonga, to the Kermadec Islands, to Rēpanga, be guided in by the two manu, known as Takareto and Mumuhau, and arriving safely here to Aotearoa, Hawaiki, Tautau, Tilangi, also known as that by our ancestors. So, yeah, it's an educational app. It's to inform our children, our community in general, sort of the history and the origins of our waka mātātua, and its journey from Mauke across the island of Te Mananui a Kiwa, and landing here and establishing our tribes of mātātua throughout Aotearoa.
It's awesome for our tamariki to know of the great adventures our tūpuna undertook to come to Aotearoa, isn't it?
Yes. Well, it's important that, you know, through this app, the children, you know, can have access to the knowledge and information and history at any given time. Whether, you know, it's in the morning, the evening, the afternoon, or late at night, they want to learn the history of the waka mātātua, they can download it.
Cool.
It also teaches the history of how our name mātātua got its name, when it was caught in a storm, when did the whirlpool toroa, our rangatira, recited a karakia and felt the presence in the face of God. And so he named our waka mata, face atu of God, mātātua. So I think that's quite a significant thing, sharing the origins of, how our name Mātātua came to be what it is today.
So why did you create an app and why not a book?
I suppose it's because the modern day book is the app. You know, the modern day book, Hinani, as you know, are the many different platforms, you know, that we have access to. You know, be it Facebook, you know, be it this app, email, you know, TikTok, you know, TikTok, all these different platforms that our kids love access to. So we felt that before, you know, there's a lot written of mātātua, but there's not an app that has been done, you know, specifically to an audience that's our rangatahi, because, you know, they're going to be the carriers of the future of our history. But also, you know, it's not just to mātātua kids. It's to any iwi child, hapū child, and any New Zealand child, you know, that's keen to learn about the history of our waka mātātua. And I think that's why we decided to do an app. So it's a good idea. We might have to look at that as a future project as well.
No, that's just me being old-fashioned. Hey, one thing I was looking at is that This is just the beginning. This is just part of the story that you're going to be telling.
Yes, so we found that there's so much to tell about mātātua. And can I say also that it's not the only narrative? You know, there are many narratives of mātātua. there's a Tūhoe narrative, there's a Whakatohea narrative, you know, Ngāti Whare narrative, Katuheheo Ngāti Haka narrative, Ngā Puhi narrative up north and so forth. And this is the Ngāti Awa narrative. So it's just the beginning, hopefully, to inspire and maybe even bring forth a lot more information and history that's not known. I certainly, sort of with this app, don't claim to know everything about Mātātua, but, you know, it's a beginning point to get, you know, others that may know a little bit more about Mātātua to come forth and bring forth the history so that it's not lost. We're losing a lot of our history. We've lost a lot of our knowledgeable tohunga and our kaumātua, kui and kōua, and that's been a misfortunate circumstances for us as Mātātua. So this is an opportunity to you know, get everyone thinking, you know, how can we inspire this generation to be proud to be Mātātua people, proud to be part of the Mātātua Confederation of Tribes. And, you know, the fact that Mātātua has many connections, you know, from here to the Pacific Islands, Mauke, Rarotonga, etc. From, you know, Mātātua in the Bay of Plenty, where we're from, Hinaeni, to our connections to, you know, Mātātua way up north in Ngāpuhi.
So yeah, and you know what I like, I love about it too, is that this app is written by Māori, from a Māori perspective, by a Māori. You know, we're not, even though I still pay respect to Alston Best and others who recorded our histories, it's awesome that we're telling our own stories now. And I'm really grateful that you're doing this, Pauroto. You're a great storyteller.
Oh, look, hey, I'm one of many that are trying our best to revive our narratives. And we have so many gifted people in Mātātua, you know, that could tell the narrative just as well as I. So I'm hoping that some of our storytellers, too, will not hold back the information. Now, that's another barrier, too, you know, Hinani, that, you know, we don't give our history. We're sort of too precious about it all. But today, if we don't release it, and we, you know, it's different from when our old people were alive. It's different when we were living in the time of the pa, where they had the whare wānanga and special people set aside to learn it. We all need to learn it now. We all need to take responsibility, because if we don't, then the purity of the history that we know in terms of our own tribal narratives could be at risk, and we don't want that to happen, and we don't want the history of all of our narratives to be lost. So I'm hoping that this will be an inspiration to everyone. It's a beginning. We had we were lucky at the launch. We had Mauke there. They, you know, supported the origins of our waka coming from there. We were fortunate. We had the Kei o te Waka o Taimi supporting, and also Joe Pihema and Ngāti Pātua. They were there, and many other distinguished guests that came to support our launch, and we're very humbled by that.
Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge through the app, as well as sharing your time this morning. Hei, nā mihi mahana kia koe I tēnei ata. Tēnā koe, Pauroto.
Tēnā koe, te orahi neani, ko tāua tāua te tokotoru a Paipiti, ko Tūhoe, ko koe, ko Eimua, ko Hau, ko Ngāti Awa, ko Tūhoe, ko Mātātua. O reira, e te iwi, ko Māua, ko Mātātua, waka tēnei, e mihi atu nei kia koutou, mo tēnei taupānga, Inani, tēnā koe mo tēnei wā.
Tēnā koe.